Fred Leland had to come by the 99 restaurant here off of Route 140, and it was not for a lunch special.
But I can't thank you enough on behalf of the family.
You know, our pleasure.
Thank you both. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Great place, right time.
Yeah. Yeah, but it takes courage and strength of character to get down on the floor and save somebody.
He thanked Pam Abrantes and Adrian Kennedy for saving his father-in-law's life. Bill Tomasello walked into this 99 restaurant Wednesday night around 6 p.m. Kennedy is a former EMT and knew something was wrong.
Well, I greeted him when he came in the door like I usually do. Welcome to the 99. How are you? And I didn't get a response. He didn't look me in the eye and didn't look 100% right. And he proceeded to walk and stumble right away.
Abrantes came over and soon Tomasello was on the floor with no pulse.
Adrian and I looked at each other and she's like, we have to do CPR, Pam. So we just talked for like 30 seconds amongst ourselves. She decided she would do CPR. I would do mouth to mouth.
The American Heart Association says around 300,000 people a year suffer massive heart attacks outside of a hospital and only about 8% survive. However, their chances to live double or even triple if someone nearby knows CPR.
We did it probably for about 10 minutes, and by then we had a police officer show up. He took over CPR. I continued to breathe. At that point, we did have the fire department come.
Kennedy says more people should know CPR because you just don't know when you can save someone's life.
We always have a CPR trained person on staff here, and I think it's very wise for every business to have one just in case something like that ever does happen. It's a great thing to have.
Bill Tomasello's in critical condition but expected to make a full recovery. Brett Leland and his family are forever grateful.
To me, it's extraordinary that people would do that, and then the results of saving a life. And not many people walk through life being able to say that, and now they do, and that's remarkable.
In Foxborough, Mark Caddick, WBZ News Radio 1030.